everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. Over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
All right, welcome back. Mixed trade was seen across livestock futures today, with live cattle futures focused on renewed commercial buyer support that moved into the market and potentially established a price target of $123 per hundredweight in front month June futures this afternoon. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 6 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 13 points higher. NASDAQ up 23 points. In live cattle, mixed trade remained in the futures with light buyer support slowly redeveloping in June and August contracts. This move quickly pulled nearby contracts from strong triple-digit losses early in the session to moderate 50-cent gains in June contracts, while June futures holding at $123 per hundredweight. In feeder cattle, buyer support moved back into the complex as contracts moved from light to moderate losses, and grain futures were lower today, fueled by heavy losses in soybeans, triggered by a step break in the value of the Brazilian real. The currency plunged nearly 6% overnight on allegations the country's president authorized a bribe. Brazilian growers were slow to sell their crop this year due to the weaker dollar, which yesterday hit the lowest level since the election on President Trump's troubles here in the U.S. And soybean prices in Brazil are often pegged to the dollar, so a weak real could give growers there an incentive to finally start selling their huge 2017 harvest. Corn prices, meanwhile, went down, sending July futures to new three-week lows. Corn rallied yesterday on the plunge in the dollar and gains in wheat, but erased those gains today. Soybeans led the market lower on the latest news from Brazil, while July futures gapped lower to the open overnight and broke below the support line from the April-May uptrend. And finally, wheat prices were lower, giving back some of yesterday's rallies. While futures held yesterday's lows at all three exchanges, they were buoyed by the big break in the dollar recently, as well as better export news. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.